The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to his disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. We discover in the other Gospels that a few women went to the tomb to anoint the body of our Lord. Why does John speak only of Mary Magdalene? The opinion of the fathers of the church was this: Mary Magdalene, of all the women who ministered to our Lord, undoubtedly had the most fervent love. So John mentioned only her. The women come to the tomb, they find it empty, they go running to the apostles. Peter and John come back, they look inside, discover, yes, it's true, the tomb is empty. And it says they go away and return to their homes. And it seems all the other women scattered as well, and only Mary Magdalene remained. St. Gregory of Nazianzen says this: Mary Magdalene, who had been the sinner of the city, but had washed out the spots of her sins by her tears, did not return from the sepulchre as the others did, because her soul burned with love. St. Augustine said, though the men returned home, the stronger love of the woman fixed her to the spot. And one last one. She takes another look into the tomb, and one father says this: to have looked once is not enough for love. Love makes one desire to look over and over again. How is it that apparently, of all of our Lord's disciples, Mary Magdalene had the strongest love? As our Lord says earlier on in the New Testament, she loved much because she was forgiven much. Because she had been the greatest recipient of his mercy. So often when we stumble, when we sin, it can lead to a hardness of heart or to drawing away from our Lord. It ought to have the exact opposite effect, because it's then that we can receive our Lord's mercy ever more greatly and thus grow in love for him. May Mary Magdalene teach us this profound spiritual truth.